88.1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport,
K223BI,
98.9 Monroe West Monroe,
K255BT,
100.1 Lake Charles,
K261EB, and KQJOFM,
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Will you help me just open up your mouth and glorify God?
Yeah, stay tuned. You're listening to KYTKQJO. Very, very special guest in the studio this morning, and I'm looking forward to a great, great hour for the next hour, folks. Stay tuned. I had to set the atmosphere for this one, folks. Y'all, you never know what I'm gonna have going on in the studio, but it's all for you guys. I have a very, very special guest in the studio with me this morning, a strong Christian who I respect and admire a lot. I have Miss Amanita Kay in the studio with me. How we doing this morning?
Good morning, good morning. How are you, Chris?
I am doing really, really great, and I am so honored to have you in the studio this morning.
It really is an honor. I mean, I was kind of caught off guard, you know, because this is not what I do, but
God has a reason and purpose for everything. We just have to allow it to happen. So let's get right into this. We're going to talk about, before we get into anything, I definitely want to, she's active in the community. She has a business, and she does. And she's not here for that, folks. I promise you, she's not here for that at all. But I want to acknowledge that because it's a fruit of her hard work and labor, and she's very talented at what she do. Could you tell the folks a little bit about your business?
Well, on Sweet Latte Treating Espresso Bar, 720 Murray Street. I'm attached to Judge Williams Professional Law Building. I do a little bit of everything. I do catering. Through that little coffee shop, though, God has allowed me to be able to minister to some people. And the mind-blowing part about that is when I was presented with that opportunity, I kind of shunned it because the first thing I said was, I don't even drink coffee, so why would I want a coffee shop? But I heard God say to me, accept it, because it's not about coffee.
That's so deep. So, God, faith, inspiring, encouragement, It's somebody out there right now that's wondering where is their next move going to be made. They don't know where to turn. What would you say to those folks?
Trials, tribulation, and transgression. And I know you just asked me where to tell the people to turn. But it's only one way to turn, and that's to God. Because we all get the test of performance. God, that's the trial. God wants to see, you know, how we're going to move when adversity comes. Are we going to run the social media and list all the things that are wrong and look for the world to give us the right word? Or are we going to just be steadfast and unmovable? And are we going to seek the word to find out how God wants us to move? You get what I'm saying?
I totally get what you're saying. And that's been a lot of my problem at times. I would look for validation from the world to make the right decisions at times in life, just through life, period, not understanding that the world is not the place you need to be seeking guidance from in no shape, form, or fashion. There's only one place you should start, because in order to break those generational curses and in order to move forward in your life, you're going to have to seek God first. There's no getting around it. You can try to do it your way, but it's just not going to, you're not going to progress and you're not going to win. And
you know, yesterday you and I had a conversation, and I had a situation that occurred in my life, in my family, with one of my children. And I told you yesterday was hard.
Right.
Yesterday was really hard. But I realized, and that's why I brought up the word trial, the words trial, tribulation, and transgression, that yesterday I realized that I could no longer depend on my flesh. I have to now depend on the word of God. And I had to kill my flesh yesterday, and I had to function completely off of spirit. But there was a trembling in my body. I felt my body weak. But I also knew my spirit kept telling me that the word of God says, in my weakness, he would be made strong. I just had to call on him.
Oh, that's heavy.
It is.
That is heavy. Folks, if you're just tuning in, I have a special guest in the studio, Ms. Amanita Kay, and we're talking about life, you know, trials and tribulation. And we're talking about, we're going to do some things that we're going to shake up some things, and we're going to try to inspire as many people as we can. Because there's somebody out there that want to give up, and I want to tell you now, whether you're dealing with your finances, you're dealing with your kids.
Drugs. Sex.
Gambling.
Alcohol.
Oh, and the list just goes on and on. Wherever you are at, whatever you're dealing with, we're going to try to help you curb that appetite. So, it's some mother out there right now that she's worried to death about her child. How do we address those type of mothers? Father, mother, grandmother.
You corrected it right. It's not just mothers. It's fathers are broken too. Mothers are broken because we're in a world now where the things that grandparents instilled in us, they've somewhat died.
That's right.
And you know, we laugh at when. When we were younger, we went to church and we would see the deacon take the chair and sit it at the front of the church, and he would get down on one knee and the church would begin to sing and hum, and they would say, you know, rehearse all these old hymnals, and they had a method in the prayer.
Right.
You know, they kind of moaned a little bit.
That's right.
And as kids, we didn't understand what was going on.
That's right.
But guess what? When I pray now, I moan sometimes because I have a lost child. You get what I'm saying?
I totally get what you're saying.
I understand what the moaning is about.
Is
I'm at a loss for words sometimes, but God, you know exactly what I need. And I'm just going to be quiet. And I'm going to cry out to you.
Oh, Lord.
And that's what we got to do. We got to get to where we totally depend on God and cry out to him. But guess what? It's a trick to that. Because people, it's so easy. The world tells everybody, oh, you just got to trust God and keep trusting God and keep trusting God. But here's the catch today. How do you trust that which you do not know? And if you do not know the word of God, you can't trust God because God is his word.
That's right.
Does that make sense?
That makes all the sense in the world. It's like you're going into something blind without prepping yourself for it. Why not want to know who God is?
So that means you have to surround yourself with like-minded people.
That's right.
That means you got to cut some things off. You got to cut some people off. That means you have to protect who and what you listen to. And sometimes it's the people closest to you. It may be a mother, a sister, a brother. You got to cut them off, not in a sense of, oh, I don't fool with them, but you got to go into a quiet place so that you can hear from God and not hear what the world is telling you.
I get it totally. The only way you can be on your spiritual journey is to be around like-minded people. It's gonna be hard. Like, I'll use myself. I am dealing with a lost child too. The difference, and we've talked about this before, the difference with you and I, along your spiritual journey, you have built strength. Like, you are a strong spiritual person. God is giving you the gift to be able to look within people. That is not normal. You, in order to be able to look into people, God has had to bless you with that gift to even sense it. You have a discerning spirit. And I think that gift is not only a gift, but it helps others understand their gift, because everybody, God has blessed all of us with a gift.
Everybody has a gift.
We just have to tap into it. We have to ask for guidance, and he will show it to us if we're in the right space.
But now watch this, Chris.
Okay.
You talk about my strength now. See,
right.
This is who I am now.
Right.
And I'm strong now. Only because I was weak. I was so weak and in such despair that I didn't have any. See, don't discredit anything I'm saying, because I have a mother who is living.
With you.
And I love my mother.
Right.
My father is deceased. I grew up in the church. I sat next to my grandmother at True Vine Missionary Baptist Church while she played the piano, the organ, every Sunday. So I grew up in the Word.
Right.
But when I got read, when God called me to carry out his will, and he didn't call me to preach. That's why I was confused about, well, why are you calling me? Because there's different levels to the calling.
I'm with you.
And when he called me, I didn't want to be called, because I knew I was going to have to give myself away.
How long did you run?
About 10 years.
So when you finally made it up in your mind that, you know, I have to go ahead and be obedient, how did that take place?
Trials, tribulations, and transgressions. He used my son. It's no secret. We are dealing with fentanyl.
That's right.
Crystal meth.
That's right.
Here. Mojo. Alcohol.
You name it.
You name it. I mean, we're dealing with it, and it affects good people. It destroys and it hurts. But guess what? the love of my child, the love for my only son, made me say, okay, God, you got my attention. What is it that you want me to do? Because I need you. I'm in a situation where I can't fix it. I've been trying and trying and trying. And them people told me that if I didn't get my blood pressure together, I was going to have a stroke. And they said, we're going to put you on this medication. And I said, no. I'm not going to take no medicine. I know what to do. I know what I got to do. Just give me a minute. Just give me a minute. I got it. I surrendered. I submitted myself to God.
Wow. See, let's delve into that subject matter a little more. Folks, I am dealing with a son that is lost in the streets also. Grew up in a real good environment. He had everything you can name in life from a worldly standpoint. So that's how I'm going to approach that. From a worldly standpoint, that child had everything he can have. And what I would do with him, so he could have a really good relationship with my mother, I allowed him to go to church with her. That was their time together. So I knew him growing up. He grew up in the church. Even at one point was active in the church. Somewhere along the line, I have to take accountability that I allowed the enemy in somewhere along the line with my child. And at this point in life, I'm on a real spiritual journey. I'm still learning. I've been in church all my life, my entire life, folks. I've been in church. But I'm actually just now starting to learn. See, it's the difference in going to church
and knowing who God is.
And knowing who God is. Can you dwell a little bit into that? The differences of basically playing church and really understanding God.
You know, for us as people growing up in poverty-stricken communities.
Right.
You know, you go back, if you want to push it back, you know, to, I'm going to just throw this out there, slavery. I mean, all our great grandparents and all they had was what they were taught about God. And the question is, who was teaching when they were so limited with being able to read and have somebody to completely break down so they could understand the word? The key to overcoming is simply knowing how to use the word of God. He said he has given us power and authority. But the power and authority it's just like you get a new house, you get the utility, you go to the city of Alexandria, Clico, and they come and they turn the utilities on and you got lights in your house. And if you don't pay that bill, they turn off the electricity, the power, and you're in the dark, right?
That's right.
The word is the currency to receiving the blessings and the covering and the protection from God. Does that make sense?
It makes all the sense in the world.
So in order to move with the power and the authority that he said he gave us, you got to be connected in knowing not God, not just God, because God is his word, his will. There's the will of God, the order of God, and the word of God. And you got to get familiar with him. You have to be able to speak him, because, see, you never know when the enemy is going to stick his head up. You don't even know who he's going to use. But he's going to use somebody close to you, because that's how he breaks you down.
I totally get it. When I had my heart attack, the stress levels of dealing with my child was really, just really overbearing. On top of, I was totally overweight at that time. So when I was eating bad, but it was just an avalanche of things when, had I been in the spirit realm, I would have been able to combat all those things, I would have been more prepared for the enemy.
Because, wait, Chris, guess what? Guess what? We got to remember. Mm-hmm. Their body is a temple.
That's right.
We have to control what goes in it.
I didn't take care of it right. I hold myself accountable. I did not take care of it right. On top of the stress that was there, I did not take care of my body right. So if it's somebody out there listening right now, you have the opportunity at this very moment to say, I'm going to do better. I want to do better. I want to spiritually grow strong. I'm going to do things to make sure I'm not harming my body. I'm going to do things that make sure I'm not harming my mind. I'm going to get in tune with God so I can be on one page, so my prayers do not fall on deaf ears. You have the opportunity this moment. God gives us the chance every time we open our eyes to start over.
Because
He's a forgiving God.
He is.
He's a merciful God.
He is.
And He will always have your back. He's always here.
And he wants to align and position us with like-minded people. See, that's the whole purpose of you and I right now conversing and talking about this and being transparent, because where do these people run to? Like I said a minute ago, it's so easy for everybody to say keep trusting God, but if you don't know the word, how do you trust Him? Somebody has to teach it to you.
That's right. It's funny, well, not funny, but it's funny you say that, because people love to use cliches with you.
Yes.
I mean, they use the basic, go pray. it's the hardest thing has been for me is when people try to give me advice that can't possibly understand what I've been through. It takes a discerning spirit to understand that.
And people tend to want to tell you that when you're going through a situation with your child, family member, whomever it is, you got to show tough love. Well, oh, I got a question about that.
Please touch on that one for me, please.
Because nowhere in the Word of God have I seen or read God says to use tough love. He said love.
Agape love.
Agape.
Agape love.
He did not say tough.
No.
Because tough pushes people away from you.
That's right.
And if we want to save somebody or help or lift them up so that they can be healed, we gotta bring them closer to us. That means we have to love them in the midst of the transgression,
That's
in
right.
the midst of the sin, in
That's
the
right.
midst of the trial,
That's
in the
right.
midst of the tribulation.
That's
we
right.
have to open our eyes up to nothing but the Spirit, to what they need. And we have to love them through it. Oh. Love is patient and kind.
That's right.
Love is long-suffering.
That's right.
And sometimes you have to sacrifice what you're used to, what's normal to the world. You got to sacrifice. You got to push that to the back. And then you have to meet people where they are. Does that make any sense?
Everything you're saying here is making sense. Folks, you're listening to Ms. Amanita K. And myself, we're talking about trials and tribulations and a lot of things that has tried to affect us from the world, but we're combating the enemy. Let's talk about why this fight. Could you explain to folks why this fight is not our fight?
Well, when I've learned that personally in dealing with this addiction thing, God said He gave us, He instructed us to tread over the serpent. And what does tread mean, Chris?
Tread means to keep moving, right?
Walk.
Keep walking.
Yep. It means to keep moving. And He said to walk. People tend to think that I can save them, I can fight them, but you can't fight that demon. You have to be spiritually connected to God, to somebody who can introduce you to God, to the Word of God, so that you could be equipped. Because he said, put on the your breastplate of righteousness. Your feet got to be shod with peace. You have to carry, you got to know the word, because you got to be able to speak. See, yesterday I got caught in a situation to where that wasn't even my child. And my flesh, I told you, I felt myself getting, I felt my flesh weak. And I called out and I said, God, I need you to instruct me along the way how to get this done.
Oh, my God. That's powerful.
And after everything was over, and I got to say this. I just got to say this. I'm going to give a shout out to the Rapid Parish Sheriff Department.
Please.
Because after the way they handled my child, they were so gentle. I had never seen that, but I knew that it was God. Mm-hmm. And when I walked off, because I was so overwhelmed, I sat in my truck and he walked over to me. He said, Miss Kay. I said, yes, sir. He said, there's something I have to tell you. And so I'm looking at him, because by now y'all should be in your vehicles driving out of the driveway. He said, I'm a chaplain. And at that point, see, I told you before, in the midst of the confusion, the tribulation, in the midst of that, I kept saying to God, God, show me, direct me, order, guide, lead, instruct. And he sent me exactly what I needed. So that man, and he confirmed it when that man walked over and said to me, I'm a chaplain. And I'm standing in agreement for healing. Tell me that's not God.
That's the
Tell
only,
me that ain't powerful.
The only way that can be is God. It's no, that leaves no room for nothing else but God. Like the fact that you were covered in that, and that comes from, at one point you were weak, and now God is giving you strength. Because I can only imagine, we all know the flesh is very weak, and you can take a, you pull a hand back a little bit and the flesh will remind you that it is weak. It's not strong at all.
See, I've been knowing the word, Chris. Like I said, I grew up in the church, so I've been knowing the word all my life. So here's the question. Well, if you knew the word, why did you run for so long? Well, I knew the word, but I also knew the world.
Right.
And I enjoyed the world.
Right.
So even though my spirit knew the word, my flesh hadn't lined up with my spirit.
Boy, that is so powerful.
And now here, all these years later, I am finally getting that in order to be able to walk in the power and the authority, in order to be able to receive the full coverage of God, in order to be able to move in the anointing and the boldness, my flesh had to line up with my spirit in order for me to be victorious.
Oh, that is so powerful. Folks, you're listening to Ms. Amanita Kay, and we're locally talking about trials and tribulations, and we're just trying to inspire others. We have similar stories of how the enemy attacks, and we've both been attacked from the enemy through our children. And the fight is never going to be a fair fight. So you as a human, a mortal, you don't stand a chance. Like, you will not win that fight. You go in that fight trying to take on the enemy on your own.
You're going to buckle. You got to get with like-minded people. But Chris, if you don't mind, how about we do this? We're going to give the number, phone number out, and if there's anybody out there who just wants us to stand in agreement with you, you could just call in. If you just wanna give your loved one's name, we just allow them that opportunity, whatever the situation may be, and we're just gonna come together at the end of this segment, and we're just gonna pray, and we're gonna cover these people with the blood of Jesus.
I am with it, folks. If you'd like to call in, 318-484-2500. Again, that's 318-484-2500. Or the toll-free number at 877-464-2500. Again, the phone number is 318-484-2500. Anybody is welcome to call in. And so, we know, folks, at times that, you know, it takes some folks a little longer to want to call in, but I'm telling you, it's no judgment zone here.
No judgment. Just love. It's just all love.
We just want to help as many people. And if you're under the sound of my voice right now, please know you are not alone.
Yesterday, Chris, mm-hmm. I was over at the courthouse yesterday, mm-hmm. and you know, I'm listening to them talk, and they're like, Miss Amanita, it's hundreds of people right here in Alexandria. She said hundreds of people that come in here and ask us to help them with this drug, fentanyl, meth, with this addiction. We gotta get together. We gotta build each other up strong enough. See, just getting on social media saying we got to pray. It's never gonna change.
Right.
We have to change.
That's
the way
right.
we think has to change.
That's right.
The way we speak has to change.
That's right.
The way we view these people. See, my son's friends are also my friends.
Right.
I have to love them.
That's
because
right.
when they're going through a crisis, they pick up the phone and they call me, and I still cover them. I don't care what they've done.
That's right.
But I care where they go. Where their soul goes, I
That's
care.
Right.
So I'm going to love them through this.
That's right. And that also comes from your spiritual growth. Because if you're not spiritually strong enough, you could feel some kind of way if any of those kids have influenced, or young men have influenced them wrong. Or not just him wrong, but people wrong in his life, period. The fact that you're spiritually strong enough to be able to be there for all of them, that's a different kind of growth. And let's talk about spiritual growth. What are the requirements for us to want to be stronger in God and to help build spiritual growth?
It's only one requirement.
Okay.
Submission.
Can we delve in that a little more? Submission.
Submission. In order to grow, growth would be, look, put you while I'm talking, look up and give me the dictionary version of what growth is. Now I'ma give you my version of it, but in case somebody would say, well, that's not what that means. But for me, growth would be a constant moving up or forward.
The dictionary, growth can refer to a stage and process of growing or full growth, the process of growing or progressive development, increase, expansion, evolution, something that grows or has grown.
Okay, so pretty much what I said. So in order to move up or forward or expand, as you said, the dictionary says, how do we achieve that?
I would think that is to get as close to God as humanly possible.
Knowledge.
That's right.
But now, here's the next thing. What knowledge? Because the Word of God says we have to study to show our own self
approved.
So what knowledge do we study? Well, if we need God, there's only one form of knowledge that we need to connect with in order to grow. And in order to understand the Word of God, we have to submit to Him first.
Right. So let's give the Webster's Dictionary version of submission. According to the Webster's Dictionary version, it's the action or fact of accepting or yielding to a superior force or the will or authority of another person. That's
okay.
That's the Webster's Dictionary version of submission. In the spiritual realm, what what would be the definition of submission?
So what, let's see. So in the spiritual.
Right. Because so many times folks, and I've seen this over time, even on social media, people would get submission confused, and I'm not submitting to anybody. I'm not doing, you know, they take it out of context. And I want to try to help as many people as I can to understand when God wants us to submit, what he really means.
Okay, so the spiritual meaning is a voluntary act of surrendering one's will, desires, authority to a higher power, God, or a human.
So, all right. So when we say, all right, that's real key what you said. To God. So are we talking husband, wife? We're talking human. Like.
So if you know that God has called someone and you don't know how to get to God, get to who you know he's called so they can help you get to God. That's submitting to that person. You trust them because you see that they're following the will of God.
That's right. And
that's all we need is somebody just to reach out a hand.
That's right.
And grab us and pull us and lead us in the right direction. See, that's the true definition to being a brother's keeper. People tend to think that being my brother's keeper is fighting or killing or whatever for somebody. It's not. Because what good are you to society or your child or the family member if you're dead?
That's right. You're absolutely no good to anybody.
So if I'm your keeper, I want to equip you with what you need to face the trials that you're facing.
That's why I've nicknamed you the blueprint. That's your new nickname, because you've seen it, you've been through it, and you're actually fighting the battle alongside God. God has you prepped and ready. He's equipped you with the tools to be ready, because if you're not spiritually strong enough, you will not. I have to repeat this, folks. You will not. I repeat, you will not be able to take on this battle. When they say the battle is not yours, the battle is not yours.
Do you know? Well, I know you know, Chris. It's a hard thing to see. Something that God has allowed you to birth into this world.
That's right.
Out of their mind.
That's right. Oh, that's the. It's a pain. In the worldly sense, it's a very painful. Like it's very painful.
See, let's go back to what you said. We talked about earlier about the tough love.
That's right.
How can you possibly rest at night, knowing that your child is lost in a destitute world? It's no peace out there at 3 a.m.
and
it's cold. They don't have a jacket. They don't have a shoe. If you a real parent, it ain't no way you could tell me that tough love gonna allow you to sleep at night and you wake up in the morning and be at peace with yourself. If you say that you can do that, I promise you are not connected to the word and the will and the order of God.
Amen, amen. That's
why they're out there, Chris, because that then that's judgment. Judgment sets in.
That's right. Who am I to judge anybody?
Who am I if I judge you?
For the Bible says, "For who then without sin you cast that first stone."
So that means when Jesus came, all those 10 commandments, he said, if you do this one thing, what's the one thing he said to do? He said, love.
That's right.
And guess what?
It's going to cover everything.
A multitude of sins. And that's the reason why you have to take love and you have to cover. That's the reason why we have to plead the blood of Jesus, because Jesus was love.
That's right.
Jesus didn't go to the churches where they got the fancy suits and the big bubbles and they walking around thinking
he didn't move like
that. He was with the lepers and the thieves and the murderers, and he was teaching them and he was showing them something different, a new way. That's how he got them. That's how he won them. That's how he, they came unto, that's how they submitted to him.
Powerful. That is so powerful. Folks, we're trying to keep you encouraged and lifted. We want you to understand that God gives us a chance. Hope is there at all times. You have to believe, and you have your faith. You have to be connected. Your faith is going to have to be strong. But then God tells you, it also says in the Bible, God actually gives you all kind of outs. The faith of a mustard seed. He gives you the faith of a, you can have the faith of a mustard seed, but if you believe, he'll make a way for you. But you're going to have to believe.
He said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
That's right.
So that means you have to want something different.
That's right.
And go through a transformation. And then you begin to see a change. The transformation is change. And when you change, the situation changes. Make sense?
It makes all the sense in the world. We're burning it all up. We're burning that salt. And we're going to replant them. We're going to replant. We're going to get that fertilizer in there. We're going to burn that salt up.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that's just, we just going to.
If it's dead, it's dead.
Yeah, we're going to burn it. But after we burn it up,
mm-hmm.
we're going to chop that salt up right.
Turn it off.
We're going to turn that salt
off. Newness.
We're going to put that good fertilizer in there.
Greatness.
And we're going to watch it grow. That's what we have. You gotta tear it up.
Rain down on it, God.
You gotta believe it.
You gotta believe
it. You have to believe it. You
even
gotta have
when
faith.
You don't see that seed taking root under that dirt, and you watching it, and you wondering what's happening, because I don't see nothing poking up at the top of that soil yet. But see, it's a process. Something has to happen in the darkness.
That's right.
In your darkest hour, that's when God. That's why God says when you rest, I work. But the only way you can rest and he work is through submission. Does that make sense?
It makes all the sense the world.
You gotta submit. You gotta give it up. You gotta give it over. And you just gotta trust that even though I don't see it working in my favor, my faith in God, my faith in his word tells me that he's working it out for my good, for the good of my love. He's fixing it. And I'm just going to wait, God, because I don't have nothing else. I have nobody else but you.
That is heavy. Folks, y'all listening to Ms. Amanita K. Phone number 318-484-2500. 318-484-2500 or 877-464-2500. No judge zone here. We just, if you want prayer, if it's just anything you want to say.
If you
say,
just want to call out your loved one's name.
That's right. We got you. Right
now. We
got you. 318-484-2500. And, you know, like I said, we're going to take our time with this. And hopefully I will be honored if I could bring you back soon.
Of course.
Okay, we would love that. And before I let you go.
Mm-hmm.
Before I let you, folks, again, 318-484-2500. You can call in. We got a few minutes left. 318-484-2500 or 877-464-2500. Before I let you go,
mm-hmm.
you spanned on what you're going through with your child.
Mm-hmm.
The strength, how you was weak at one time and how you built strength. The process of building that strength. What are some of the things you can say that could help anybody?
Is the process of building that strength. Remember, I think we hit on this one time. Can I kind of tell how we crossed each other's paths?
I don't mind at all.
So, I gotta go to Walmart. I hate going to Walmart because it's
too.
Just so many people. You know, sometimes that old anxiety kick in because I
right.
worked all day and I just don't want to have to.
Right.
So I'm sitting in the parking lot, kind of waiting till some of the traffic dies down a little bit. I click on Facebook and just so happened, well, I'm saying just so happened, but it was God.
That's right.
I read a post from Chris, and he's saying, if anybody has seen my child, I can't even tell you what the rest of it said, because when I saw that, I automatically identified with what he was going through. Yes, now, Lord. I had never previously had a conversation with this man ever. About nothing ever in life. We kind of knew each other
right.
because I know his mother very well, but we've never conversed with each other at any point.
Right.
I get out of my truck. I look at the post, and then the traffic starts to die down. I get out of my truck. I walk in Walmart, and from the back, I saw him, and I instantly didn't even think about it. I said, Chris, right?
That's exactly how it went.
And you turned around, and I walked up to you, and then I led you down the aisle. And I said, you got to know what you're dealing with. You got to know who you're dealing with.
That's right.
And you're looking for your son. But right now, who you birthed as a son ain't who you're dealing with.
That's right.
It's the enemy.
That's right.
And you got to handle this from a completely different direction. The approach has to be different. That's you right. have to love him through this.
That's right.
And then in later conversation, what'd you tell me? You said, Amanita, that's where that tough love stuff came in. You said, you did what you thought you knew was right.
That's
and
right.
And you said, I kind of felt like I pushed him away.
That's right. That's right. Because I had a hard, tough love for my child.
But guess what? Before we get out, see, because we got to let the people know how we ended up here.
That's right.
In a matter of 2 weeks, once we started to pray, and once you begin to submit and learn something different, you, in 1 week, you communicated with your son more than you have in months.
That's 1,000% correct.
Tell me what God wants to do.
1,000% correct. I hadn't seen him in forever. Like, I honestly just being honest and transparent, I didn't know if he was alive or dead. If he's had a lot, he's overdosed at least 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
At least 3 of them, thank God he was covered, because there's no way he was even supposed to survive them.
Mm-hmm.
But we know.
But God.
But it's only God.
God knew we was going to be right here doing this.
That's right. And I'm claiming that when both our kids come out of it's going to be victorious. They're going to be able to, they're going to have a testimony that's going to rock nations. They're going to be able to save so many others to come behind them. I'm already claiming the ministry is there.
In the name of Jesus. Because remember, that's how we save each other, through like-minded people.
That's
and you
right.
can sometimes, God has to allow you to go through a situation so that you can identify. See, you can't just read a book and then tell me how to fix my situation.
No.
You got to go through it.
That's right. That's right.
Because sometimes it get ugly.
This battle is not for the weak. It is not for the weak spiritually. Let me say that. Because the flesh is weak anyway. But spiritually, you're going to have to develop a strong spiritual mindset. And that comes from, like she said earlier, being around like-minded people. Because God said, where 2 or 3 have gathered, I will be in the midst.
Faithful.
Yeah.
And just to hear you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we know that when it says power in prayer, it's power in prayer.
Every time you call me or you text me and say, look at this, look what happened, and you will send me a picture of you and your son, every time my spirit, I just smiled so big, my spirit smiled. All I could say was, thank you, God. See, God, we ain't going to worry about what's not done. We're going to worry about what you're doing.
That's
because
right.
Because it's the small steps that's letting us know that you hear us. And all we want to do is know that you hear us.
That's right. Folks, you've been listening to Ms. Amanita K. I want to thank you so much for blessing our radio audience.
It's an presence. Honor.
Thank you for sharing your story to inspire others. Thank you for coming in and just your knowledge. I want to thank you so much for your knowledge. It was a real honor to have you on.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, you're listening to KAYT KQJL. I tell y'all, you never know what you're going to see, what you're going to hear. But I know one thing. You're going to hear things that's going to help you be a better person today than you were yesterday.
Will you help me just open up your mouth and glorify God? If he's done anything for you.
Something from God tonight. Listening to me on this record, I don't know what it is you're going through, but God said you can get your breakthrough tonight. Look at somebody, say, I'm gonna get my breakthrough tonight. Right now. Turn around behind you, say, I'm gonna get an instantaneous breakthrough. Now you've been praying and seeking God and fasting and But when you ask God, do you really have faith that he can do it? Do you serve a God that is able? Do you serve a God that is strong and mighty? Well, if you do, can I tell you how to get your breakthrough? Say, Kirk Carr, how can I get my breakthrough right now? You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I've been through. This is how you can get it tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, The gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.